continuing our study in the claims of Christ, we want to look at another one of his statements when he claims to be the I Am. Tonight we look at what we have in verse 9. The Lord Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. If we could speak with the tongue of angels, we could not adequately describe the loveliness and the glory of the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Certainly the writers of Holy Scriptures have used language which exceeds all other in majesty and in beauty when speaking about God's dear Son. Yet as mortal men we find it most difficult to put into words what the Lord Jesus Christ is and what he means to us on a personal basis. And yet, when the Lord Jesus spoke about himself, he used very simple and plain language. No wonder then that we read that the common people heard him gladly, because he spoke the common man's language. It was plain, it was simple, it was easily understood. Didn't he speak about himself as being the water of life? Didn't he say, I am the bread of life? Didn't he say, I am the good shepherd? And here in our text for tonight, he says, I am the door. Very simple terms and simple language. There we have it. He uses metaphors. Water, bread, shepherd, door. What person doesn't understand what water is, or what bread is, or what a shepherd is, or what a door is? A door. Yeah, the common people, yes, you and I know what these terms mean. We understand these words. And here we have the Savior applying them to himself. I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. We can't get anything more simple than the Lord saying, I am the door. We all open and close doors every day. And yet here's the Lord saying, I am the door. And what a simple way for the Son of God to describe himself. I am the door. And of course the Lord never spoke a word in vain. He used words, metaphors, to describe himself. And of course, for a very good reason. He said, I am the door. That was his claim. We're considering the Lord as the great I Am. He's the Lord Jehovah. Before Abraham was, I am, he said. And here is God saying, I am the door. So let us look at this particular I am of Christ. I am the door. Want us to notice, first of all, we have here before us a door that is singular. Here is a door that is not just any door. This door is special and it is single. I am. Christ is the I am. I am the door. God is saying, I am the door. Regarding this singular door, we notice the person and the door. Because of the person who made this claim, Christ, the I am. Christ, who is God, is the one who claimed to be the door. The Lord likened himself to a door, of course, for a very good reason. The reason being, the Lord goes on to say, by me, if any man enter in through the door, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. We see from verse 1 that the door leads into the sheepfold. And often in Bible lands, the sheepfold didn't actually have a swinging door with hinges. The shepherd was the door. The shepherd would lie across the opening into the sheepfold. And so the ravening wolves couldn't get into the sheepfold and the sheep couldn't get out. And here is Christ and he's saying, I am the door. I'm the door of the sheepfold. The sheepfold being a picture or a type of the kingdom of heaven, where God's sheep are gathered. We read in Matthew 25. There we read in verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep. His sheep. From the goats. Notice, his sheep. The sheep belong to the shepherd, as distinct from the goats. Doesn't talk about his sheep and his goats. His sheep. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, that's the sheep, his sheep, say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The kingdom. That's where the sheep enter into. That's what the Lord said. But to get into heaven's sheepfold, the Lord said, you must come by me. I am the door. By me. By me. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. By me. I am God. To enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must come by me, and I am God. Many there are who do not believe that. There are many churchgoers who do not believe that. For many believe that they can get into the kingdom of heaven without coming to Christ. The Lord said, I am the door by me. They believe that they can get into heaven without coming by Christ. It is their earnest belief and conviction that they don't need to come by Christ to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is their earnest belief that they don't need to be saved. They don't need to be saved to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Wouldn't it be interesting if we could conduct a survey of the residents of our town here in Port Hope? Conduct a survey asking people, do you believe you will be in heaven when you die? I would say the majority of the people in this town, and there are what, 16, 18,000 people, residents of this town, I believe the majority would say, yes, I believe I'll be in heaven. Even the most ungodly individuals believe they'll be in heaven. But then, ask those same people, ask them, are you saved then? Are you saved? I wonder how many would say, yes, I am. I wonder how many of those who say, yes, I believe I'll be in heaven, wonder how many of those same people say, yes, I'm saved. I don't think you'll get the same number. You may get the majority of people saying, yes, I believe I'll be in heaven, or I hope to be in heaven. But you wouldn't get the same number, say, yeah, I'm saved. And that's what the Lord said. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So to get into heaven, you need to be saved. And the Lord said, if any man come by me, I am the door. By me, you must come by Christ. By me. If any man enter in, shall be saved. It's the person. Christ is the person. I am. Christ is the I am. I am the door by me. As well as the person, we have the prominence. Because here we see the prominence of the door. You notice what the Lord said. The Lord didn't say, I am a door. The Lord said, I am the door. The door, one door. I am the door. In other words, the Lord is saying, there's no other door. And in those sheepfolds, in the Bible lands, there was only one entrance. And as we've already said, the shepherd would lie across the entrance. That was the only door into the sheepfold. And Christ says, I am the door. There's his prominence. There's only one door. The way into the kingdom of heaven is through the one door, who is Christ. By me, if any man enter in. Now that's plain enough. And yet how many, as we've already said, think they can get into heaven without coming to Christ. When God told Noah to build an ark, the Lord gave Noah specific instructions. As we read there in Genesis chapter 6, in verse 14, the Lord said, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within, and without with pitch. That's interesting. The word pitch is the word cover that we would use with reference to the covering of our sin. It's the word that's used there. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. So specific measurements are given. God goes on to say, a window shalt thou make to the ark. A window. You know, sometimes you see drawings of Noah's ark, the whole series of windows along the top. Completely unscriptural. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. See what God said? The door. In other words, God was telling Noah, there's one door made to be made in the side of this ark. And you go over to chapter 7 of Genesis, and verse 13, in the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife and their wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. How did they get in? One door. We read in verse 16, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And I like these words, and the Lord shut them in. The Lord shut the door. And so Noah and his sons and their wives and his wife, were safe because the Lord shut them in. But the Lord told Noah, I want you to build an ark and put it in the side of what? The door. One door. Now the ark is likened on to Christ himself. It's the ark of salvation. That's what it was to Noah. Salvation and security. But how did they get into the ark? By one door. Not a series of doors. And any drawings or pictures you see of an ark and there are two or three doors in it, it's not scriptural. The person who drew that or painted that or whatever they did, they don't know the words, they don't know the scriptures. There's but one door. And the Lord says, I am the door. One door into the ark of God's salvation and one door into the kingdom of heaven. And Noah and his wife and family went in through that one door. They couldn't get in any other way. And to get into the kingdom of heaven, must go in by the one door. The Lord Jesus says, I am the door. By me. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. It's amazing. It is amazing how people keep looking for other doors into the kingdom of heaven. They keep looking for other doors to give them entrance into the kingdom. There's the baptism door. Oh, I've been baptized. W.P. Nicholson used to say, you may be wetter, but you'll be no better. There's the baptism door. There's the confirmation door. My wife and I were brought up in the Anglican Church, the Church of Ireland. And used to have confirmation classes. And people think, well, they've been confirmed. For what? Again, quoting Nicholson, he used to say, you're a confirmed candidate for hell. Then, of course, there's the church door. People think, well, I go to church. My name's on the church roll. I've been a member of that church for X number of years. I'm bound to get into heaven. Oh, no, no. The Lord said, I am the door by me. Didn't say by the church. He didn't say by baptism. He didn't say by confirmation. He said by me. That narrows it down. I am the door by me. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Another one of the Lord's I ams we'll be looking at in the future weeks, Lord willing. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Say, there's it again. By me. You must come by me. There's no other door into the sheepfold. There's one door, and Christ is the one door. As well as the person, I am. The prominence, the door. There's also the place. The Lord made it very clear to those to whom he was addressing that day that there was one door, and where the door was. It wasn't difficult for anyone in that congregation to find the door, because the door was standing right in front of them. Because Christ said, I am the door. There's the door there. Christ is the door. So when he said, I am the door, he wasn't pointing to another door, and he wasn't pointing to another direction. He said, I am the door, and the door was right in front of them. The door into the kingdom. They didn't need to go on a pilgrimage to find the door. The door was there in front of them. The door was only a step away. The door was only a prayer away. The door was only a look away. That's the place of the door. Sure didn't God say, look, look unto me, and be ye saved, for I am God and there is none else. There you have it again. Look unto me and be ye saved. You look by faith to Christ. Look unto me and be ye saved. You don't look anywhere else. You look unto me, the Lord said. Look unto me and be ye saved. For I am God and there is none else. None else. There's no other door. There's no other way of salvation. There is no other God who is able to save. Look unto me and be ye saved. And the Lord says, I am the door. I am the door. By me. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. By me. So we have noticed then, the door is singular. The Lord didn't talk about half a dozen doors. He talked about one, and here's the door. So the door is singular. We notice also that it's a door to salvation. Now what the Lord said, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. The door. I am the door. By me if any man enter in through the door, he shall be saved. Saved. That's a good Bible word. People talk about individuals, oh, they're good living. No. The Bible word is saved. It's a good Bible word. It's a word we have no hesitation in using, because it is part of the Savior's vocabulary. Here it is. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Others have used the word saved. Saved. Saved from hell. Saved from the condemnation of sin. Saved and prepared for heaven. Saved from lost eternity. Saved from God's judgment. Saved. Remember the Philippian jailer came to Paul and Silas and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He understood what the word saved meant. "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul, of course, replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." That's the word the Lord used. Saved. The Lord said, "By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." He didn't talk about making a commitment. It's the word we hear a lot of. "Oh, well, so-and-so has made a commitment." The Lord didn't use that word. The Lord used the word saved. A person can be committed to anything. Commitment will never get a soul into the kingdom of heaven. It's saved. That's the word. Need to be saved. And we can only be saved. We enter in through the door. Who is Christ? "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." As well as the Lord saying, "I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved," he says, "I am the door, by me if any man, there's the persons. Two little words, any man. We ought to be thankful that the Lord used those two words, any man. Are we not glad that the Lord didn't say, "By me, if good men enter in, they shall be saved"? No, he didn't say that. Are we not glad that the Lord didn't say, "If great men enter in, they shall be saved"? And he didn't even say, "If gentlemen enter in, they shall be saved." No. Because if the Lord had said, "If good men enter in, they shall be saved," that would have ruled us all out. Because Romans 3 verse 12 says, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one." That would have ruled us all out. But the Lord said, "If any man." That goes out to all. If any man, any man, no matter who they are or what they are, bond man, free man, rich man, poor man, any man. If any man, any man, there's the free offer of the gospel. I'm glad that I can give the free offer of the gospel. Any man. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Then the Savior say, "Come unto me, all ye, that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye." He invites all comers. Not all will come, of course. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Remember what Paul said? "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord," what? "Shall be saved." Whosoever. We've quoted John Newton before. John Newton commenting on that verse in Romans 10:13. John Newton says, I'm glad, Paul said, whosoever. He says, I'm glad. He didn't say, if John Newton will call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Because, he says, I would have thought it was some other John Newton. Couldn't possibly be me. But whenever he said, whosoever, well, that included all John Newtons. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. Any man can enter into the sheepfold of the kingdom, but it will always be through Christ the door. The words any man include all kinds of men. I tell you something else. It includes ministers too. It includes ministers. Ministers have to enter the door and be saved. The Lord makes it clear here in verse 2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. In scripture language, that's what a minister is. He's a shepherd of the sheep. But the Lord here says the shepherd has to enter through the door too. The minister has to be saved. Remember, the Lord was addressing the Pharisees here. See, there they are again. They're never far away. Sure they're not. And we read there in John 9 and verse 40, and some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Pharisees. The Pharisees were there in the congregation. The Pharisees looked upon themselves as the shepherds of the flock. Pharisees looked upon themselves as those who guided the Jewish people. They were the shepherds in their mind. Well, here the Lord says, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd. The shepherd has to enter through the door too. And he was saying to those Pharisees, have you entered through the door? Of course they hadn't. And whenever the Lord spoke those words, we read in verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, the Pharisees, but they understood not what things they were, which he spake unto them. They didn't get a hold of it. The Lord was talking to them, as well as others. And the Lord was saying to those Pharisees, you need to enter in through the door. You need to be saved. The Lord's making it clear that ministers must enter in and be saved too. And so it is today. Every minister that stands behind the sacred desk ought to be a man who's saved. But that's not the case. And many people have we spoken to or come across, and you've said, told them you need to be saved. Oh, well, my minister tells me if I go to church and do the best I can, I'm all right. When my wife's aunt got saved years ago, she attended the Anglican church in Tandragee, where we lived. When Doreen's aunt got saved, the minister visited her. An archdeacon visited her. And she told him she had got saved. And he left that house, whether it was that day or a couple of days later, visited another member of the family. And referring to Dorian's aunt, he says, that woman needs her head examined. Old reprobate that he was. Because that woman that got saved, that boy said she needed her head examined. Disgraceful. Well, the Lord says the shepherd has to enter in through the door too. And if he doesn't, how does the Lord describe them? Verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. The Lord says he's a criminal. The thief's a criminal. The robber is a criminal. And the person who doesn't enter in through the door, and the Lord was speaking particularly about those Pharisees, those ministers, as they like to look upon themselves or view themselves as ministers, as shepherds, the Lord said, you're only a thief. You're robbers. You're criminals. Because they didn't enter through the door. And whenever they wouldn't enter in through the door and make Christ their Savior, they hindered others from entering through that door too. We know that from Matthew 23. And there in verse 13, the Lord speaking to the same individuals. Verse 13, Matthew 23. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. That's what that old rascal of an archdeacon did. He wouldn't enter in. By his behavior and what he preached and what he taught, hindered others from going in too. The Lord says, I will require the blood of all those souls at his hands, at the hands of the false shepherds who don't tell the truth and don't preach the truth and don't tell people they need to be saved. The Lord says, I'll require the blood of those souls at the hands of that minister. And that's scriptural. It's what the Bible teaches. As well as the persons, you have the pathway. The Lord Jesus said, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Enter in. If any man enter in. Now, of course, no one could enter in if the door was shut. If the door was barred and locked, we lock our doors, all of us, each night before we go to bed. We lock the doors. We don't want anybody to enter in. But here's one door wasn't locked. That's what the Lord is saying. By me, if any man enter in, well, that means the door must be open. The Lord saying, the door is open for you to enter in. For any man to enter in, the door is open. Not every door will be open to us. If you happen to take a holiday in London and decide to go to Buckingham Palace, you're not going to go up to the front door of Buckingham Palace and expect to get an entrance. It'll be locked against you. Or Windsor Castle, the residence of royalty. You're not going to get in. But here's one door that's open. and is open to all comers. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's how Christ welcomes and receives all comers. The door's open. Didn't he make that clear when he said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. No man, woman, boy or girl has ever come to Christ that the Lord has kept out. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The door will be open to them. It's like the professor in the university. He says to his students, if you're having difficulty, if you're concerned or worried about your studies, come and see me. My door is always open. Christ says, my door is always open. Always open. Christ has said, I am the door, by me if any man enter in. There's the pathway. The door is open. As well as the people in the pathway, we have the promise. The Lord tells us what will take place when any man enters in. Lord says, they shall be saved. Savior didn't say, they may be saved. He didn't say, well, there's a possibility of being saved. No. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be. Shall be saved. Shall be. That's for sure. That's the promise. Christ is the door of salvation. As we've already quoted, Paul, those words to the church, the Roman church, or the church at Rome, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Paul preached that. Peter preached it too. For we read in Acts 2. And there in verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Paul preached it. Peter preached it. Christ preached it. It's a promise that's repeated over and over again in the Scriptures. Shall be saved. As I say, speak to people about the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready to die? Will you be in heaven? What do they say? Well, I hope so. Oh dear. That's an awful way to go through life. That's an awful way to face death. I hope so. John says, these things are written that ye might know that ye have eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life. Hath life. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you have life already. You don't look forward to it, to get it. No, you have it. He that hath the Son hath life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. See, you couldn't beat that. Are there any sinner to hear? He shall be saved. The door the door that's singular. It's the door of salvation. It's the door of satisfaction. I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Does that not speak to us of satisfaction? Shall go in and out. That speaks to me, first of all, of freedom. No, we'll not go in and out of heaven. When we're in, we'll be in to stay, as the Lord did with Noah and the ark. God shut them in. But the thought here is of the sheep in the sheepfold. And he goes in, and the sheep go in and out. The freedom as they're led by the shepherd. Freedom. The Lord says they shall find pasture. As well as the freedom, there's the food. The Lord has set the sinner free. All that enter through that door have been set free. And him whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. Free from the chains and the shackles of sin. Set free. It's freedom in Christ. Christ is the one who sets men free. A great hymn, one of our ministers used to sing it, Reverend Gordon Cook. He used to sing, glorious freedom, wonderful freedom. No more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus, the glorious emancipator, now and forever, Jesus is my glorious freedom. As well as the freedom, there's the food. Shall go in and out and find pasture. When sheep are led to green pastures, they're satisfied. Isn't that what David said of Christ, the Good Shepherd? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Pastures and waters. That's all the sheep need. They're satisfied. That's what we have in Jesus Christ. We're satisfied. Now none but Christ can satisfy. In another name for me, there's love and life and everlasting joy. Lord Jesus, found in thee. What did the Lord say in John 6 and verse 35? And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Satisfied. Pastures and the water. It's all the sheep need. And in Christ, he's all that we need. Praise the Lord. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. We have a wonderful Savior. And he's the great I am. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. O Lord our God, we bless thee for the great I am. I am. He is God. And yet God says, I am a door. The door. I am the door. How the Lord condescends to describe himself as the door, that men and women could understand that he and he alone is the way of salvation. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. By me. We thank thee, dear Lord, for thy condescension, for thy humility. No wonder the common people heard thee gladly. They understood thy language. O Lord, we thank thee for the day and our in our experience when by grace we entered in through that door. And God shut the door because we're now shut in to Christ. will never lose our salvation, will never perish. We're as sure of heaven as if we were already there. Lord, use thy word. And we thank thee again for our great I Am. Now, Lord, be with us as we part the one from the other. Be with us throughout this week. May we look forward, dear Lord, to next Friday in our Easter meetings, to the preaching of the word, to the fellowship of God's people. And now, Lord, be with us as we part. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our abiding portion now and forevermore. Amen.